KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear, 2 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 9. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Reminder, there is a wind chill advisory in effect until 11 a.m. for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties, and until noon today for Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, and Dallas counties. We do have one new addition to our school late start announcements. Guthrie Center schools are starting 2 hours late today. Again, that's a 2-hour late start for Guthrie Center. And as we mentioned earlier, Atlantic, AHST, Harlan, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Panorama, Walnut, and West Central Valley of Stewart are all running 2 hours late. In our news this hour, officials of the Wellmark Foundation have announced 14 recipients of its 2014 Matching Assets to Community Health, or MATCH, grant program in Iowa. The 14 competitively awarded grants create pilot efforts or expand health initiatives that focus on childhood obesity prevention and community-based wellness projects. Among the grant recipients was Live Well Council Bluffs, which received a $75,000 grant for the Council Bluffs Bike Sharing Pilot Project. Live Well Council Bluffs is creating a pilot bike sharing program that will be run in conjunction with an existing bike sharing program in the Omaha Council Bluffs metro area called Omaha B-Cycle. The funding request is to start the program, not to maintain it. And the Rebuild and Recover Mapleton Foundation and the Monona County Alliance, which was awarded a $75,000 grant for their Mapleton Active Living by Design project, was a grant recipient. While planning for a long-term disaster recovery, Mapleton's Rebuild and Recover Committee became aware that many in the community could not walk to or safely access recreational and educational sites by any means other than driving. In an analysis of the infrastructure and activity assisted by Iowa State University, landscape architects and Iowa DOT, they learned that the barriers of highway and discontinuous and broken sidewalks combined with poor lighting inhibited children from walking or biking to school and made access to recreational facilities and nearby necessities like groceries difficult for every age group. Their plan is to build safe highway crossings and well-lit complete sidewalks to enhance access to school. Now, this was the second year that the Wellmark Foundation offered the MATCH grant program. To view the grant opportunities available for 2015, go to the Wellmark Foundation website. There's a link to that under this same story at KJAN.com under the news tab. Well, the Department of Cultural Affairs says it is continuing to build and sustain a more culturally vibrant Iowa by awarding more than $1.3 million for projects in six communities designated as Iowa Great Places. The DCA approved an Iowa Great Places Citizen Advisory Board recommendation to designate and award funding to five communities as Iowa's newest Great Places. They include 6th Avenue Corridor in Des Moines, Grinnell, Linn County, Manning, and the Raccoon River Valley Trail in Waukee. Iowa Great Places funding will advance the vision of Manning to offer increased recreational, transportation, and social opportunities. Great Places support coincides with other major initiatives in Manning involving the Iowa Economic Development Authority, Drake University, and the Iowa Restaurant Association. Manning's proposal will reinforce its unique sense of place while encouraging creativity and highlighting its most historic attractions. Plans call for bronze statues and sculptural elements to be placed throughout the community and the creation of a new park and around the historic Milwaukee Trestle Bridge. Additionally, a park hospital trail connector will improve pedestrian access from a regional hospital to the community's historic Main Street, supporting the community's economic development goals. All of the projects are supported by multiple local and regional vision plans and partnerships with ISU and Trees Forever. Don Roy with the City of Manning said the Manning community is very grateful for the Iowa Great Places designation and funding. Not only will it help fund 3 public art projects, 2 trail segments, and a new trestle park, she says it will help to showcase some of the developments that make Manning one of the great places of Iowa. This year, the board reviewed applications from nearly a dozen Iowa communities requesting about $3 million. The common themes identified across the communities awarded funding included emphasis on creating livable, walkable communities, revitalizing downtowns and urban neighborhoods, and capitalizing on outdoor recreational corridors. Well, the Board of Supervisors in Adair County will continue their series of budget discussions this morning in Greenfield beginning at 9 o'clock. They'll hear fiscal year 2016 funding requests from the library, Matura, the county engineer, and the Adair County Fair Board. They'll also hear from representatives with Spear Financial with regard to the TIF bond discussion and make an appointment to the Southern Iowa Area Crime Commission. The Des Moines Water Works Board of Directors has voted unanimously to put officials in three northwest Iowa counties on notice that they'll be sued for failing to control the discharge of pollutants into the Raccoon River. The lawsuit will allege boards of supervisors in Buena Vista, Calhoun, and Sac counties have failed to adequately manage drainage districts in their area, causing nitrate levels in the water downstream to rise to unacceptable levels. Bill Stowe is the CEO and general manager of the Des Moines Water Works.
Typically, when we talk about nitrate concentrations, it's in the spring and summer, not at Christmas. So we're now moving off the charts in terms of risk.
Nitrate levels have set new records in each of the past 4 months, prompting Stowe's utility to spend tens of thousands of dollars more for extra treatment of drinking water before it reaches customers' taps.
There's no immediate danger to our customers. The water is safe to drink, but quickly it's going to become unaffordable if we continue to see the kind of risks that policymakers are taking by pretending that voluntarism is working.
But top state officials, including Governor Branstad, say voluntary efforts to reduce nitrate levels are the best approach.
I just think lawsuits are expensive and oftentimes counterproductive. I would much rather see us try to work together to resolve these issues.
Senate Democratic Leader Mike Gronstall of Council Bluffs says clean water is of interest to many legislators, and that's why they've been voting to provide state money to farmers who volunteer to plant buffer strips or devise earthen barriers to reduce fertilizer runoff, and pledge to pay part of that cost, too.
We have not even been able to meet the demand for voluntary conservation efforts in the state of Iowa in terms of cost share with the state.
But Gronstall isn't denouncing the lawsuit.
Sometimes lawsuits seem like a waste of time, and other times lawsuits become a mechanism to encourage action.
He made his comments during the Associated Press Legislative Forum on Wednesday. The more than a half million customers of the state's largest water utility get their drinking water from two rivers, the Des Moines and the Raccoon. Tom Oswald of Cleghorn, the president of the Iowa Soybean Association, issued a written statement accusing Des Moines Water Works officials of being sensationalistic and, or rather at best and at worst, dishonest about water quality problems. He cited a recent study which concluded nitrate concentrations in the Raccoon River had decreased by nearly 25% over the past 15 years. The Soybean Association's president said no one wants to pay more for water, but the state-of-the-art nitrate removal system is working effectively and costs the average consumer less than a dollar per year. Elsewhere in the news, officials with the Glenwood Police Department report the arrest Thursday morning of a Nebraska woman on drug-related charges. 31-year-old Cherie Rhodes of Omaha was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant for failure to appear for unlawful possession of prescription drugs. She was also arrested for fraudulent practices in the third degree. Her total bond on both charges amounts to $12,000. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.